Charlene Noski is the coordinator of Indigenous Programming for the Holy Family Catholic Regional School Division. She joins us on the line today. Charlene, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker here, Charlene. Just get your comments on Orange Shirt Day being observed in the school division.
Yes, Orange Shirt Day is one of the days that we really want to promote within our division in all of our schools. And all of our schools, all our seven schools around the region are doing their own specific activities. For example, up at our Rosary School in Manning, they'll be having three elders that'll be going into the school, talking about their experiences and other on other topics as well, and that'll be on the 28th of September. Mm-hmm. And all the rest of our schools, like St. Andrews, they have a layout for specific for elementary and junior high as well, along with Holy Family School Day. Like I said, all of our schools have activities planned right around that day. Our St. Stephen's Valley View, there's an elder going into that school to speak and teach the students on different topics as well. And we're very proud of the school-based coordinators that have done all the planning to recognize and acknowledge September 30th this year.
Charlene, how important is it for the kids, I guess of all ages in the school system and in the school division, how important is it for the kids to learn about Orange Shirt Day?
It is extremely important because it is a part of our Canadian history, you know, and we learn about, in going to school in my younger years, I learned about other stuff, other topics, other countries, and not none of this. It didn't affect me, and it should be taught in schools, right? Because it is a part of Canadian history. Although there's hard truths, right? There's hard truths around residential schools that are even really hard to comprehend, right? But it's really important to have that dialogue begin in the schools and then go further into the community and the homes, right? That's how we're going to actually move forward from it.
Now that Orange Shirt Day has been put in place and is on the regular observances here in Canada, even with the things that we have learned now, how much more do you think needs to be learned by not only the kids in the school division, but us adults as well?
There's so much more that needs to be learned, right? There's so much more. Just bringing it up in the classrooms or starting in the classrooms is just the tip of the iceberg. You can, and thankfully now you can Google certain topics, right? But back in the day you couldn't. You couldn't know. Like I said, growing up I didn't even know. This wasn't taught to me until I got older. And being a daughter of a residential school survivor, I never even got the whole perspective of what my dad's experiences were until I was much older. And from then I could understand how people are the way they are. Some people are the way they are. It is not, a lot of it doesn't, they didn't ask for it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really important for the whole of Canada to not forget about these children that never made it home. And their system.
As far as this is concerned, do you think the school systems and society in general are heading in the right direction when it comes to this observance?
We are making steps, yes. We are making positive steps. I see it out here, right? I see it being out. And yes, we are making positive steps. The dialogue is there. And dialogue is also the other important thing, right? Because without dialogue, one can't understand the other person unless you sit down and talk and have an open mind and try to understand. And you know, it's not asking to understand and completely accept everything, because it is hard to hear. It's hard to comprehend of the things that went on in these schools. And I don't think anybody expects anybody to right off the hop understand and take it all in. But that dialogue is extremely important.
Charlene, Kenny told me that you are fluent in Cree. Could I just ask for a comment, please, on Orange Shirt Day in Cree?
I love my language, and it's not work, right? And I, like I said, it's one of the things that my dad made sure, my parents actually made sure that we did not forget our language, and it wasn't work. So I'll kind of, I'll translate it in English as well. Tignas kung tinawa gati yung gantok tamig, ano? Guhigat naman gusto siya, wikad, tatawa sa gigaga bigyo ito. Iguhigat naman gusto siya, kanti yung tuktiya. Iguhawin kiya na nihiyawag. Tignas kung tinawa. Again, I just said thank you for all of you who are listening. We must not forget the children that never made it home. And we must not also forget where we come from and who we are as Indigenous people.
Charlene Noski is the coordinator of Indigenous programming for the Holy Catholic. Charlene, I appreciate your time. Hi. Thank you.
Thank you.